trauma damages. So then you have to do Dine Nefashos, and there's no option of doing Dine Mamonos. But if it's a Shur Muad, so then you should do Dine Mamonos first and then Don Dine Nefashos. But if you were to Don Dine Mamonos first, you went out of order. Sorry, if you did Dine Nefashos first, you went out of order, then he's off the hook. He's not chayav to pay Dine Mamonos. So the Gemara says, why? Why don't we just do Dine Nefashos and then Dine Mamonos? So the Gemara has two answers. First answer was, this is like Rabbi Shimon HaTeimani, that says that you need to bring the animal to Beis Din. And you can't. Why can't you? Because it's dead. Just wait. Just before you kill the animal, we'll bring it to Beis Din, we'll don on the Dine Mamonos, and then we'll kill the animal. No, you can't do that because of Inui Hadin. And then we get the second answer. No, even we could hold like Rabbi Akiva, who holds that you wouldn't need to bring the shur to Beis Din. And Hachmei Eskinan Kegon Shebarach, that the owners ran away. I Barach, Kilo Danu Dine Nefashos Hechi Dainin Alei, Dine Mamonos, below Balaam. 1 second, if he ran away. So they did Dine Nefashos. The guy ran away. 1 second, you can't do Dine Mamonos ever without the owner being there. De Kabil Sad Yuvarach. What does that mean? They're Makabel Eidos. And then he ran away. So that's why we could adjudicate this case without the owner being present. Sof Sof Mecha Mishtalem. 1 second, where are we going to collect from? After all, the owner isn't here. Meridya. What does that mean? Well, work the animal, make some money, and use that to pay the damages. Ihachi tam nami nidaine dine mamonos bereisha. The Gemara said before that there's no option for donning a tam, first dine mamonos, then dine nefashos, like by Muad. Why not? We'll do dine mamonos. He'll pay meridya, and then we'll do dine nefashos. We'll be able to kill the animal. Right? We'll Vinishtalim from the Ridya, Vahadar Nidai Nedine Nefashos, and the Gemara answers, Amarav Mari, Breda Rav Kahana, Zosomeres, Ridya Aliyah Demarahu. That we know that Shur Tam is only Mishtalim Migufe, not Men Aliyah, and therefore, that means that you pay from the animal itself, not the owner paying out of pockets. The question is, how do you look at collection from the money that's made from the work of the shore, or from renting out the shore? So clearly this Gemara assumes that that money is considered min aliyah, and therefore in the case where the shore tam killed and then was mazik, so we'd have no choice but to basically execute the shore, and the nizak is off the hook. Ad kan divrei Gemara. So let's take a look at Shitas HaRambam on this. So this is in Hilchos Nizkei Mamon, Perek Yud Aleph. Here, I'll give you a round.
Probably start soon. Here, he can use my Rambam.
It's okay, we have extras. Okay. Tyler, I gave him your Rambam, but where's my Rambam? There's another Rambam around up.
So Rabbi, this is like exactly like it's happening here with O.J. Simpson. First of all, he has the criminal charges. He got not guilty. Uh-huh. And then he didn't have a monot, he got guilty.
I hear.
That's an incident.
Thank you. Oh, do you want yours?
I
have no. Okay, fine. So let's read the Rambam. So Hilchos Nizkei Mamon, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Zayin, and Chashur Tam. Shehemis, V'hizik Danin Oso, Dine Nefashos. Ve'en danin oso dine mamonos. V'muat shehim es v'hizik. Danin oso dine mamonos. V'chozun danin oso dine nefashos. So far, so good. Kamdmu v'danu dine nefashos tchila chos v'nedanu sal dine mamonos. That's against the Gemara at first glance, but not necessarily, because remember the Gemara said that we wouldn't be chosen v'danu dine mamonos either because you hold like Shimon HaTimani or because you hold like who?
Like you.
Barach. So in the case, either if you don't hold the Shimon HaTimani or lo barach, you would be fine. Now, the tricky thing is that we saw the Rambam l'chora does hold of Shimon HaTimani. So it's not clear what this allows for. Now, one interesting point to consider, which we're going to actually return to a little bit later, but is worth noting over here, is the following. The Rambam, as we saw last time, does paskin in like Shimon HaTimani. Where did he paskin that way? Hilchos Chov Elamazik, right? And one can wonder if that halacha would apply, the din of Shimon HaTimani would apply for Nizkei Behema, for Mamon HaMazik. In fact, if the whole source for paskining like Shimon HaTimani, the Rambam said, was from the pasuk of the Evan or Egrov, and he only paskins it with respect to Adam HaMazik and Hilchos Chov HaMazik, then actually, perhaps, it wouldn't be true for Nizkei Mamon. So that's something to consider.
Doesn't the Gemara say it's shayach?
Ah, the Gemara says it's shayach, absolutely. However, the Rambam doesn't paskin that way. Question is, why not? The Miri already asked the question on the Rif. I'm going to get to this a little later after we read that next Gemara. But you're absolutely correct. The Gemara, at this point, certainly takes for granted that according to Shimon HaTimani, that you need Umdina, you would require Umdina even for Mamon HaMazik. And the Gemara also takes that for granted in just a couple lines when it tries to bring a Raya from Bor. But at the same time, the Rambam only paskins this halacha by Chovel. And the source might only be true for Chovel. And perhaps we could suggest, we'll have to think about it, that when the Gemara Lamaskana derives the tzad that you need Omid for Nezikin from Evano Agrov, which the Rambam even quotes that drasha, it would be limited to something like Evano Agrov, which is Chovel. And that's why the Rambam Lamaisa, the Rambam does not paskin Omdin anywhere else. He only paskins it in Chovel Lamazik, which does seem to indicate that it might be limited to Chovel HaMazik, right? If you remember, just take a look back over there. It was the end of Perek Aleph of Chovel HaMazik. So the context here is Chovel HaMazik. One might expect that if it would apply everywhere, the Rambam should paskin it everywhere. He doesn't. As I said, the Meiri already asked that kasha on the Rif. So, and the reason, by the way, again, we'll get back to this a little later after we finish the next Gemara, because we're a little bit jumping ahead. But the reason to assume that way might relate to the Rambam Shita, that Chovel Bikaron is Onesh, and therefore it's more similar to Misa, right? Kishem She'omdim L'Misa, Kach Omdim L'Zikin. It's a Kishem, and maybe it's only in the world of Onshin and the like. So we'll have to see. We'll have to see if that's correct.
It's possible by Misa either, though.
What? So that's a good point also. But we know it must be true for Misa because he says Kishen.
Right.
But maybe it's not even true. So that's one interesting thing to think about here. One way or the other, though, the Rambam does paskin like Shimon HaTimani, and at the same time, he paskins that, he clearly paskins that if there is, if you go out of order and you do Amida for Mamon, Misa first, still you could do Amida l'Mamon. But then the Rambam says something interesting in the next halacha, Me'echa Mishtalim. So if you do go out of order, where will you collect? Min Hashevach Shashbiach Beridiyaso Achar Shenigmar Dino. So this is interesting. Once you're going to say that you could collect, so collect from the guy, right? Say, you know, Buster, pay, right? But we don't say that. We don't say that you can collect from the guy. Rather, you could only collect from the Radia. Shekevan Shenig Mardino Laski Lainal Bailam Sheyes Chayvu Benizikav. Why can't you collect from the owner? Because there's no Bailam. Oh. Now, this is very fascinating. So, one possibility is that the Rambam here is addressing the question that we had at the end of Shir last time from the Ktzos, from Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Right? Remember, the Ktzos and Rabbi Akiva Eiger both asked, one second, how in the world could you make him pay? There's no Bailam. So the Rambam's answering a very fascinating answer. We noted last time the Rishonim don't seem to ask this kasha. The Rambam, well, he doesn't ask the question because he never asks questions, but he seems to be answering the question. And he seems to be saying, well, very fascinating idea. We won't make the owners pay. Why? Why? Because there's no Bailam. What do you mean there's no Bailam? Why is there no Bailam? The answer is Kevan Shenigmar Dino Leskila Ein Lo Bailam Shechayvu Benezikav. In other words, as opposed to, let's say, the answer of the Ktzos, that no, there are Bailam Leschayv Benezikav. There are Bailam. Why? Because even if something is Aser Behana, there's still Bailos on Aser Behana. The Rambam seems to be saying that there are Bailam, they're not Bailam. In Achanami, the Ktzais, or Rabbi Akiva Eiger, was right. They were right. You shouldn't be Chayiv. But there's a fascinating thing, which is there aren't Bailam to make the owners pay out of pocket, but we can still collect from the shore itself. Which is sort of what the Gemara asks. Oh, if that's true, you could collect from the shore itself. So then it should even be true for Tam. Right? In other words, when you're collecting from Radia, you're collecting from the shore. You don't need Bailam. You're not collecting from the Bailam. There aren't Bailam, and that's fine, because you're not collecting from the Bailam. The problem is, that's great, that's the Gemara's Havamina, right? But the Gemara answers, no, that when it comes to shore Tam, sorry, when it comes to Gvia Meridia, that's not that is Gvia Min Aliyah, right? It's not Min Ashur. So what the Rambam seems to be saying is there's this very fascinating middle ground. What's the middle ground? The middle ground is that on the one hand, this isn't considered Gvia Min Abaylim, and therefore, even though it's already Chayv Misa and Ein Lo Bailim, even though there's already Chayv Misa and there's no Bailim, you're going to be Govim in Aridia, but you're not going to be Govim Migufa, right? So there's sort of Yesh Bailim and Ein Bailim. And that's, see, from the Hemshech, Danu Dinei Nefashos Uvarach, Ein Danino So Dinei Mamanos. Now, this Barach means what? What was Barach? Just Teich?
The person.
What? It's the shore, right? It's the shore. In other words, this isn't the case of the Gemara.
The Ravid says that. The Rambam doesn't say that.
How else are you going to read the Rambam? Just see.
See what it is.
So what's the pshat in the is there another way to read the Ravid? I mean the Rambam? I think it's pretty clear. It's the way the Ravid reads the Rambam, you're correct. But I don't think there's another way to read the Rambam. Danuhu dine nefashos uvarach the animal. Right, he didn't mention the Bailam yet. Okay, so let's try to understand the Rambam.
When you say he didn't, meaning he did mention the Bailam at the beginning of the halacha. Meaning, even if Meaning, why isn't the Bailam implicit in the entire halacha? Even if, like...
What does Dino mean?
The din of the shore.
Right. Shakevan Shnigmar Dino Laskila. Ain lo bailim shishagib mizakov. Danu hu dini nefashos uvarach. Is that a reasonable read?
There's no animal there
anymore,
no bowels, so how
would we pay? No, the bailam, that's exactly the chiddush. In other words, the point is that since ain lo bailam, they're pato.
Because
it's chayav misa. Normally, danuhu, if a shore was mazik, a shore tam is chayav min aliyah, so you would be machayav, even though barach. I don't think the pashtus of the Rambam means it's going back on the Bailam. Just grammatically, because it says danuhu dine nefasho suvarach. Danuhu is talking about the shore.
And the reason, meaning Rebbe just gave the reason why it is that would make a difference, lagabe the payment? Like, who cares?
That's the point. The point is that since danuhu dine nefasho ein lo Bailam, and therefore, if... The bailam are patur same as bailam, and here we don't have the eitza of gvia meridia because the animal ran away.
Meaning, it's simply mitzvah that Beistin isn't able to do that because
the only reason why we could pay the only reason why danu dinei nefashos we could still do dinei mamonos is because we have the option of gvia meridia. Here we don't have the option of gvia meridia. Why it's run away? So we're not going to be done it anyway to be Machayev the Bailim, mm-hmm. because after all, ain lo Bailim. Uh-huh. I think that's a simple read of the Rambam.
And that's exactly what the Ravid is asking, that he points out the Rambam takes for granted that we don't care about Inui HaDin.
Right. That's a Shaila regardless,
right.
Which is we have to figure out how... Right. So there are a couple of issues of the Rambam. Right. Let's start off just again. Pashup Shah, what's the Rambam getting at? So the Rambam is telling us, again, he's addressing the question of Rabbi Kiviger and Nektos. He's saying that the reason why, taka ein lo bailam, right? Once it's chayv misa, ein lo bailam. And therefore, you're not mishtale min halia, right? And any time there was no option of gvia meridia, taka the owners are off the hook, for example, barach. But if there is this option of gvia meridia, then that's okay. So he's now, we have to figure out how he's answered the question, but he's clearly addressing the question of the Tzos and Rabbi Kiviger, and he's given an answer. He's saying that we're able to be Gova Meridia, even though Ein Lo Bailam. We also know that that's only true for Muad and Natam. In other words, even though this is not Begadder Gvia Migufo, it's Begadder Gvia Min Aliyah, but still it's shayach, this type of gvia min aliyah k'shein lo bailam. And therefore, the Rambam says, if barach, you're a pater. Right? And for some reason, the Rambam isn't choshish for inui hadin. Because obviously, in this case, what's going to happen? We're going to say, okay, should we go over minaradiyah? It's going to take a month, perhaps, to pay. Okay. So that's actually a very interesting question. Is that question muchach? So that question, at the very least, the Nosei Kelim discussed. And there's two approaches in the Nosei Kelim. What about Inui Hadin? So if you take a look at the Magid Mishnah and the Lacha Mishnah, they both understand that the Rambam wasn't choshish for Inui Hadin. Aye, the Gemara. Well, maybe we don't paskin like that answer in the Gemara. We paskin like the second answer of the Gemara. And you're not forced to say there's Inui Hadin for Behemos, as we talked about last time. The whole notion of there being Inui Hadin for Behemos is quite startling, because, of course, the source for Inui Hadin is after Echa Kamocha. You have to say, well, Kamisis Ashur, Kach Misis Abailin. I mean, Kamisis Abailin, Kach Misis Ashur. So maybe that's the way the Magid Mishnah and Lecha Mishnah answer. the way the Kesef Mishnah and the Meiri answer is that the Rambam is choshesh for inu yadin, and hacha b'maya eskinan, that you're able to eke some money out of it without doing inu yadin for whatever reason, in the period of time before they actually execute the animal, you're able to eke some money out of it. But of course, you can't intentionally delay in order to make the money. Okay, so that's sort of a interesting side point. Is the Rambam choshesh for inu yadin or not? But I want to just talk more about the basic nekudas ha-chidosh of the Rambam, which is that this possibility of gviyah min aridiyah even la'achar shechiyuv misa. So there's a couple of approaches, I think two approaches you could really take to explain this. One approach, and again, all we're doing is sort of plugging in what the Rambam says, right? The Rambam says that ein lo bailam, so there's no gviyah min, there's no out-of-pocket payment, but gviyah min aridiyah is considered gviyah min aliyah, but is possible even without bailam. So one approach, this is approach that Reb Chaim says, it's quoted by the Birkas HaShmuel, that there's no din bailam with respect to gviyah min aliyah, but there is din bailam for gviyah migufo. It's not considered gviyah migufo because we know short time is potter. So no, the pshat is that a person is meshubad to pay for the damages of their shur, both with respect to themselves and with respect to the shur, if it's a shur muad. And therefore, you are chayev to pay with respect to the shur, even kishein lo bailam. In other words, yesh lo bailam ve'ein lo bailam. Ein lo bailam l'shtalim min aliyah, yesh lo bailam l'shtabed min hashur. It's a tricky thing to understand.
Can I repeat that?
We should have Tyler repeat this pshat because he understands it. That you, again, the Rambam seems to be saying both the yesh lo bailam and ein lo bailam, right? The answer is yesh lo bailam, you're a bailus with respect to gviyah min hashur, but you have no bailus with respect to gviyah from your pocket.
Meaning, lu yitzur, there was a way to collect from guf hashur.
Well, you can't be gova from guf hashur because you're going to kill it.
Right.
And but it's not even true. This isn't gviyah mi guf hashur either, because tam is potter.
Right.
But the point is that the bailam are meshubah to pay from the guf hashur. Maybe this is a little comparable to the notion that we sometimes find that tfisa works. And tfisa even works in cases where Beis Din wouldn't don the particular case. According to Rabbeinu Tam, for example, let's say in Bavel, so if you're tofes, the object that was the source of the damage, so then you can keep it. That's the pshat and tfisa. Now, Rabbeinu Tam learns that's because of the kanas. But maybe the point is that when you're paying from within the mazik itself, it's treated differently. You have something to add to that explanation? Maybe you say it a little better than me.
I'm not sure if I
can. Ha. Suffolk. Maybe you should try. Another possible way to understand the Rambam is based off of the comments of the Rama. They're quoted in the Shita Mukubetzis over here. The Rama writes like this. Now again, I'm not saying the Rambam holds like the Rama. He doesn't, as we'll see in a moment. But the chiluk that the Rama makes is going to be something that we can use to explain the Rambam as well. Right? The Rama writes like this. V'hani mili b'muad. Alatam ein dana notzodine mamnas l'shtalume miridia klal. Diridia alia demarihu. V'hai begavinan mine b'muad. Shaloi b'fana. Mishum denafik tura lebe dino. Avalamechas l'shar nechse b'ailav. Loi nachtinan ela b'fanav. So what does he mean? So actually, the Rama here is addressing a question that you could ask on Rashi. It's a bit of a dochak on Rashi. The Gemara said like this. The Gemara said that the owners ran away, right? That's what the Gemara said. So therefore you could collect from Radia, not from the owners, right? We're basically making a new kibda. Now, so what, the owners went away? Who cares? So what did Rashi say? No, but we accepted. Wait, yeah, en lo nochasa, right? They accepted it in the maskana. No, we accepted it. So that's not a problem. So it's simply en lo nochasa, right? Now you could ask on Rashi, very obvious question. Why doesn't it just say hachmaiskinan kshelo nochasa? We don't have to be mukim anymore kshabarach, right? Basically, that's what we're answering. We're answering en lo nochasa. Okay. It's not a strong, you know, not the end of the world. We'll say this is an example of how you could have a scenario of Eino Nechasav, except for this. So Memela, you could collect from Radia, not from this. Fine, that's Pshan Rashi, but it's a bit Tochak, because again, Hachamai Eskinan, Kshemo Nechasav, that's all we're answering. So the Rama is saying, no, this is a much more Lundeshavart. The Pshat is that even... Right, let's read it again. V'haydi gavina minei b'muad shaloi b'fanav mishum denafik tura lebei dinahu aval meichas l'shar nechsei b'aylov lo nachtinan ela b'fanav. This is a din in Beis Din that when we go ahead, we generally have a rule. We can't collect from a person shaloi b'fanav ein danin ala es adam ela b'fanav. But since he was around for the Kabbalah's Eidos on this shore, so that we could take, right? And I'll read you the continuation. He spells this out. V'hani mili hecha de lo odi lasadi, aval hecha de odi. That's a different point. So then, lo nachin nechse ala eka midam de have kai b'veidina. Be'idna de'kabil nitba sahadi, if there was something that was in Beis Din, when there was Kabbalah's Eidos, gavi lei tura, the lo lo gavi. So the Rama has a different explanation of the Gemara than Rashi. Again, the Rambam isn't explaining the Gemara. The Rambam is telling you a tzir that might emerge from the Gemara, but not the actual case of the Gemara. But what's the case of the Gemara? The case of the Gemara is... where, at least our girsa, perhaps the Rambam had a different girsa, but at least our girsa is a case where the Bailam ran away. So the Rama is explaining the Gemara Pshuto. When the Bailam ran away, you could collect from the shore, but not from the Bailam. Why can't you collect from the Bailam? They're not here. Why can you collect from the shore? Because it's already in Beis Din. Right? That's what the Rama says. Oh. Now, what's the Pshat? Why is it that you can collect from this shore, but you can't collect from the Bailam? Right? We know you could collect from the shore. That's what the Gemara says. We know you can't collect from the Bailam, because that's what the Gemara is mukim, that since they ran away, you can't collect from the Bailam. So, what's the pshat in that? So, probably the simpler way to read the Rama is what I was saying before. It's a din in Gviya Shaloi Befanav. That any time you're simply collecting from the object that Danuhu Alav Bebased, then that's not Nidon as Gviya Shaloi Befanav. But there's another way to read it, and this might be true whether you say this is the Pshat in the Rama, or this is the way the Rambam read the Gemara like the Rama, but said it differently. In other words, this din comes out from the Gemara if you learn like the Rama. And that's the pshat, that it's not begeder tashlumin shal bailam. It's not begeder tashlumen shel bailam, and therefore it's shayach, even though ain lo bailam. It's not tashlumen migufo. If it was, then we would be mechayev ta. But it's not begeder gvia min abailam, tashlumen min abailam, and that's why we're able to be mechayev, even though he's gone. In other words, we could actually now explain, if you read the Gemara like the Rambam, that the Rambam might have had our gersa in the Gemara, and the Rambam read the Gemara exactly like the Rambam, and then this din emerges exactly from the Gemara. Because what is the Gemara concluding? The Gemara is concluding that when the owners run away, you can collect miridia, but not from them. Why? Because when you collect from Ridia, that's not Gviya Min Abayla. It's Gviya Min Ashur. That doesn't mean that it's Gufo, because you're not collecting me Gufo. Gufo has to be literally Gufo. But the point is that this is Shayach Af K'she'en Lo Baylam. That's the Yisod. The Yisod is that you can't usually collect K'she'en Lo Baylam, right? And here in Lo Bailam, but that din doesn't apply in the case where you're goyver min aridia. And therefore, if you learn like that, so then memela, from our Gemara, the halacha of the Rambam emerges, which is we have this very fascinating middle category. L'shali min aliyah, you're going to be pater if they already done dinei nefashos. Why? Ein lo bailam, like the Rambam says. But l'shalem min adavar, so then you don't need bailam. And therefore we collect from it. But that doesn't mean it's l'shalem migufo, because we're not literally collecting migufo. In Mimela, a tam is pater. So then the Rambam's pshat is very, very beautiful. Yeah.
Okay. I guess I didn't understand, because why can't you still ask why is it relevant for the Gemara to categorize this as Miguf Hashur or Min Ha'aliyah if
it was Miguf Hashur, then a Tam would also be chayv to do this, right? Then we would have an Eitzah to collect from the Tam, Shehemis.
But if the Shur doesn't have any Bailim, like, who cares?
Because when we're collecting from the Shur, you don't need Bailim. We're not collecting from the Bailam. The
so
din
then,
is,
if we're, not
the we're not collecting the Guf Ashur.
Yeah.
Right? Because collecting from the Guf Ashur means literally from the Guf Ashur.
Yeah.
So therefore, if it's a short tam, that's it. There's not a good option.
Mm-hmm.
But here we're not collecting the Guf Ashur. But we're also not collecting from the Bailam.
But if it... If
so you don't need Bailam. I mean, that's what the Rambam
no
says.
Bailam,
the Rambam says there's no Bailam. And the Rambam, also says, but you collect meridia, right? The Rambam tells you the reason why the Bailam don't have to pay is what? He tells you, black on white, right? And that's why I think this reading is a little more meduyak than the first option we said in the Rambam. The Rambam says, you're pater, why ain't no Bailam? And still the Rambam says, you're gove min ashur, because you don't need Bailam to be gove from the shore. It's not gvi migufo. In other words,
But why would there even be a chisarn of gvi migufa? Like, who cares?
The halacha for short tam is that you're only gove migufa. If you don't, there's no such thing as collection, not from the guf from a short tam.
Even if
that's what the Torah was mechayev.
But if how can this be within the category of that halacha if there's no bailam on the shore?
That's fine. One is a halacha that gvia migufo is pater, right? That's a din in short tam. Anything that is considered gvia migufo is admissible for collection. Anything that's not gvia migufo is not. So therefore, redi is not an option. Redi is not gvia migufo. Now there's another halacha, which is that when it comes to a shur muad, you're govim in aliyah. You don't now. Do you need Bailim? Well, if there's no Bailim, you can't ask the Bailim to pay. But if there's, right, that's the Gemara from Daf Yud Gimel. But if you could be gover from the shore itself, you would. That's not pshat being gover migufa shore. It's something else. It's from the money earning potential that the shore has.
So when the Torah.
The Torah said two things, two interesting chidushim. One interesting chidush is that short time is only gover migufa. Good. So time migufa, you're part. Another interesting halacha is that shur muad is only mishtalem min habailim if they are a bailim at the time of payment. Mm-hmm. And if they're not the bailim at the time of payment, they don't have to pay. Here, they're not the bailim at the time of payment because it became aser when they was chayv nisa. Mm-hmm. They're not, they don't happen to be the bailim. So now there's an interesting question. Well, is there a way to collect from the shore itself, even though there happened not to be bailim, right? Mm-hmm. The answer the Rambam says is yes. And how'd the Rambam know that? Well, if you learn the Gemara like the Rama, the Gemara says that.
Right.
The Rambam will learn Barach and the Gemara is the owner, but he's extending it in a new case.
Right, so you could then start speculating how the Rambam read the Gemara. Because, you know, Lamaisa, it's strange either way that the Rambam doesn't have this straightforward case of the Gemara. So, one possibility is the Rambam had a different girsa. So, I don't know. We could only guess. But what I am saying is the following, which is that every single one of the halachos that the Rambam states emerges directly from the Gemara as interpreted by the Rama. So, it's conceivable that he actually had our girsa in the Gemara. We don't know if another girsa. He had our girsa of the Gemara, and he still said everything that he said. Because everything comes directly from the Gemara. And the Rambam chose a different tsiur to express it, which perhaps is even more meduyak. In other words, a better tsiur would be Baruch Hashur than Baruch HaBailim to express this halacha. Because, you know, if he had said Baruch HaBailim, so then all you would know is that maybe there's no payment because they're not around. But if they were around, they would have to pay. Says the Rambam, I'm going to say even better. Even if they are around, you'd be pater of Baruch Hashur. And that expresses, you know, this halacha that the Rambam's clearly trying to convey, which is that Emo Bailam, based off the Gemara Daf Yud Gimel. In other words, since the Rambam is sort of, the way I'm putting it, is trying to answer up the Kasha of Rabbi Gibeger, show how our Gemara stims with Daf Yud Gimel, so this is the best way to highlight that. Certainly conceivable that the Rambam totally had our Girsa and still Paskin the way he did, and he chose a different seer, or you could try to read the Rambam a little differently. Maybe he understood that he had a different girsa around Gemara, and Baruch was talking about that. Again, certainly possible. I guess I said before there's two ways to read the Rambam. There's a third possibility also, which the Chazon Ish says, and that is that actually this Rambam doesn't make any sense, not one iota of sense, if you tried to explain it out, Pete did. It must be this is a special takana. Why is it a special takana? Because Beis Din here messed up, right? What happened? They should have done Dinei Nefashos first, and then instead they did Dinei Mamonos. And they should have done Dinei Mamonos first, and then did Dinei Nefashos, instead they did Dinei Nefashos first. So now because they messed up, this guy's going to lose out a lot of money, right? So to the extent that we are able to help the guy out and get him some payment, even though based and messed up, we will. Now, we can't do that to be motzi mamon shelo kedin. In other words, we can't say, had we done dinei mamonos first and then dinei nefashos, he would have actually had to pay min aliyah, right? He would have had to pay out of pocket. We can't do that at this point because lamaisa, since we did dinei nefashos first, the bailam are pater. But mishuvah takana, we could at least take the money from Radia. And that's what he says. And then he goes ahead and he says, well, the Rambam must have had a different girsa, and he reconstructs, you know, what the gears of the Rambam might have been to lead to this halacha. But again, it's a difficult pshat because the Rambam doesn't say anything here about a takana. It sounds like it's menadin. So that's why I think the middle pshat we said is very medir, because A, it's conceivable with our girsa. B, it explains everything as min adin.
Maybe?
Yeah.
How is the middle mahalach different than if, let's say, Shor Shel Hefker was gored, your property? You wouldn't say that Beis Din takes the Shor Shel Hefker and says, oh, we're going to use you for Radia and use that to pay back the Nizah, because there's no tvias, like, there's no tvias hezek if there's no bailiff. So
this is a little different, because here they were actually able to be makabel edos on it with bailiffs.
But
in other words, that hechad timtzah isn't shayach.
But then
by hefker, by here, the reason why you have this absolutely fascinating case is only because they were makabel edos, right? And we have about what to don on.
But
so it's not possible in that case. Could we? There's no tzir that's possible, right? Over here we have this fascinating idea. Now, there is Kabbalas Eidos for which you need Bailin. It's just that Kabbalas Eidos was legabei dinei nefashos, and therefore Mimela we're able to use that kadmu v'danu dinei nefashos tchila chosin danu nozod inimelmanis mech mishtalin, like the Gemara says. Because kibbul sahadi, so I think, you know, it's interesting to think about the case, you know, the direction you're going in, worthwhile thinking about. But I don't think Hefker is going to get you there.
But that's my kasha. Meaning, Lamaisa, at the time that they were mechayv mamon, there was no bailim on this shore.
But so since kibbul, that's what the Gemara. Let's go back to the Ramah. Right, that's what the Gemara is saying, according to the Ramah.
That there's such a thing.
That since they were Makabel Eidos, it's a Chiddush.
That you're able to be Makabel Nizikin for sure without Bailin.
You're allowed to, except once we have, the Beis Din have reached the verdict, yeah, that they were Makabel this Eidos, then, but only for Gviya Min Ha Shor, not Gviya Min Ha Bailin. Because there are no bailim at this point.
Right.
They were already mechayev you.
But,
right? In other words, again, over here, had we done it in the proper order, it would have been just fine.
Right, but meaning, it's not as if, like, Beis Din is doing a chesed for this person. Like, there's no bailim here to pay you, so we're going to pay you instead. It's like,
you have
somehow
a
this halacha retains the...
You have a zechus gvia from this. Now, your hara is a good hara. That's part of the chiddush, and I think that's one of the reasons probably why Reb Chaim didn't want to say it this way.
I wanted to assume that somehow there is some
that
kind
there
of,
are Bailim Linyan Zeh, yeah. Not Bailim Linyan Zeh. Uh-huh. Correct. Okay. Now, fine. Now, there's another technical problem with our Gemara, which is that once, and this isn't on the Rambam, this is really on the Gemara, though it would be a Kash on the Rambam as well, which is that once they paskin that this is chayev misa, becomes aser behana, and if it becomes aser behana, how could we have this option of radia, right, of collecting money through radia? It's aser behana. So if you learn like Rabbeinu Tam, so this is not a problem. What Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam says in a number of places, Vav Kama, Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph, and Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, and Sanhedrin Pei Amud Aleph, and Zvachim Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, Kiddushin Mem Zayin Amud Beis, Subos Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, to all over Shas. Rabbeinu Tam has this yesod that Shura Niskal is not Nasar Behana Mechayim. Only Mishin Niskal, or Nishchat, it's Asar Behana. So then it's very Meduyak. And the Netziv apparently over here says that you see from Rashi and this Rambam or Sugya that they hold, like Rabbeinu Tam. Right, the Rambam says Mefurish, that Lachar Gmardin were able to be Govim in Aridia and even Lachat Chila to be get look for this, gain this shevach beridiyas olachar shenig martino. Good. So is there any other option? Right, other Rishonim disagree. So going back to that Ramah, the Ramah has a line in the Perush on the Gemara that would actually answer this question. The Ramah writes over there, I'll read it to you, Vim kadmu v'danu dine nefashos v'neschayv misa, en danino so dine mamonos, kevan denigmar dino, sulo mashinan lei, v'chol shekein de'isure hanahu. Since they were dan dine nefashos, this is in the first answer, so the Gemara says, what's the problem? It's because of a problem of Reb Shimon HaTemani that we need to bring it to court, and we can't, right? Says the Ramah, not only that, that's not the only problem. There's another problem, called Bachomer, it's Aser Bana, right? Oh. So basically, there's two reasons why you can't do this, Shir HaDin, and for that matter, Barach. And the Gemara, you know, basically, in the end of the day, could have given this answer in a Gemara to explain why we don't have this option of being Govim and Eridia. And the answer is, you know, first answer why we're not Govim is because Shiri Adin. Second answer why we're not Govim is because of Barach. And the third answer we could have said is because it happens to be Aser Bana. Okay. Fine. So let's read on and start the new Gemara.
Can I try explaining your plan?
Yeah. Ah! You should pass the recorder to you.
In order, I think that's what I have the recorder here. In order to be Mishabis, I'm using different words, just to lasab there, so it was a good way. In order to be Mishabi the Nechasim of the Mazik to pay Min Ha'aliyah, need to attribute the hezek of the shore to the Baal of the shore. So how do you do that? Through Bailus. Bailus is the way to attribute the hezek to the Baal and to be Mishabit is Nechasim. So normally we assume that a person doesn't own Yisuriyana, so this shore doesn't have Bailum. So there's no Bailum on the shore, so you can't be Mishabit the Nechasim of the Mazik to the Nizak. Alamai, the Torah is Mechadish in the Parsha of Shor Ish, that there's a lower element of bilus that we can attribute this shore to the Bala shore with respect to the shore itself. The Hainu, we can be Mishabi the shore to the Nizak, but not the rest of the Nechasim to the Nizak, because granted that there's no classic bilus of this shore to the Bailam, but there is this lower level of Bailus that we can be Mishabi the shore itself, for the Nizak to be go from the shore, as opposed to from the rest of the Nechasim. So that's the Pshat. And it's not comparable to the Din of Shor Tam, that we're not, you can't be go from the Kufa, because there the Pshat, the Chiyuv is on the shore. The shore itself has to pay, so to speak. It's Machlokas, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Shmuel, whether the shore, the Nizak becomes a shutaf with the mazik, or he's just a baal chov. But there, it's not that the chiyuv is on the bailam, so to speak. The chiyuv is on the shore. Mash Inkin here, the chiyuv is on the bailam. Elamai, the only neches of the bailam that's meshuba to the Nizak is the shore itself, because you have that lower element of bailus that the Torah is mechadish in the parsha of Shorish.
Okay.
Does that make any sense?
Yes. Maybe much more makes sense than what I said, especially if you like Yoni's Kasha. Okay. All right. Let's read weiter. Let's go right there. When it comes to Ktala, then we're going to have an Omed. That's a very interesting lesson also. B'hachi nafka nesham, b'hachi lo nafka nesham. Now, there's happens to tell us what the Omed is. You know, will this kill or not kill? We'll go back to that Dia Kalashon in a moment. Although Nezikin koldu, Nezikin is a koldu. We'll have to go back to that lesson also. Odilma lo shna. So we try to bring vayas. Tashma. Ma bor sheyesh bo kedei lahamis asar tfachim af. Kol sheyesh bo kedei lahamis asar tfachim. Hayu p'chusin me asar tfachim. V'nafu l'tochol shor hachamor. So I dig a ditch that's less than 10 tfachim. And somebody's shor falls into it. Umeis, pater. Why? Kazein bo kedei lahamis. Huzak bo. Chayev. If it's simply damaged, you're chayev, my love. Mimata lamala kachashe v'achika amar mitachach vada sara mihas misa leka nezikinika alma lenezikin koldehu shma mina en omed lenezikin, meaning to say the avmina is it doesn't matter how deep this ditch is, I'm always going to be chayef nezikin. The ditch could be one tefach deep, pater from misa chayef nezikin. Lo mimala lamata kachashe v'achika amar asara misa ika pachus mi asara. Porta nezikin isa misa leka. In other words, there is omed nezikin, and whatever it is, if it's a nine tfachim, it might be rawi le nezikin, not rawi le misa. But once it's eight tfachim or six tfachim or two tfachim, whatever it happens to be, so then it's going to be pater bein me nezikin, bein me misa. So let's talk a little bit about this before we go to some more of the rayas. So what is the tzad to pater, taka? What is the tzad to say you're pater? So actually, I guess we have to read the Gemara later on because we want to look at Rashi. And Rashi is on the next part of the Gemara. So tashma, hikol ino v'simau, al ozno v'chirsho, eved yotzi ban l'cheiras. We know that's a pasuk. If you punch an eved in the eye, so he goes free if he's blinded or in the ears. Keneged eino veino raweh, keneged ozno veino shomea, ein eved yotzi ben l'cheiras. So what does keneged eino mean? Keneged ozno. So Rashi explains, hikol bekosel keneged eino shel zeh. I don't actually punch the Evet, I punch the wall. Why? Because why am I chayev? I caused this damage to happen. So the answer is that I'm chayev, that I'm pater. Why? Lo mishom de amin. So we say that's because of umdina. And therefore, we prove Amdinel and Ezekin. We assume over here that whatever is true for the Aved is going to be true for Ezekin. So, in other words, I'll be Chayav Mamon if I punch somebody in the eye and I blind him, but I'll be Pater for Mamon if I punch the wall next to his eye and I blind him. So the Gemara says, no, the reason why I'm Pater here is not because Yesh Omed and Ezekin, but for a different reason. Omishum de Aminan, who de Avis Navshei? He did it to himself. Kidatanya. Hamavis es chaveiro. Pater medine adam v'chayev medine shemayim. You scare someone, you're pater medine adam, it's grama, chayev medine shemayim, like in grama, it's ketza, taka bazna, v'chirsho, pater. I blow a horn into his ear, and I deafen him, pater. But achzo v'taka bazna, v'chirsho, chayev. If I hold him, I'm chayev. So we're going to have to discuss this. That to this later on today or maybe tomorrow, Be'ezus Hashem. If you hold him, it's different than your chayv. Tashma. Chamisha omdin oso. Venotin lo. Chamisha dvarim omdin oso. Venotin lo miyad. Ripoy v'sheves ad shi yisrape. So here there's an issue of the girsa. But we'll read it like our girsa, amduhu v'hayam isnona v'holech einos in lo el kamosh amduhu. Amdu v'hivri, nosdin lo kol ma shamduhu. Shma mina, yesh omid l'nezikin. Seems like clearly we hold of omid l'nezikin. L'meimar de gavra, l'meimad gavra kama likatzer, miha maka kama lo mikatzer lo kami bailan. No, I'm not talking about that type of omid. Devade amdinan. Ki kami bailan l'meimad cheftza. I avid hai nizka. Oh, lo. My. Oh, look at that. Gavra cheftza. So, the point is, this, by the way, works very nicely with the pshat in the Rambam that says that omid in this case is a special takana, right? At least omid for refua. We'll talk about Shabbos actually later also, but at least omid for refua. If you remember, we talked about Shitas Rambam that really the halacha should be, strictly speaking, you pay out of pocket whatever the cost of refua happened to be. That's what you pay, and they made a special takana to pay for omid. Why latova samazik? So that works very nicely with this gemara. Anyway, so that's what the gemara's dechias. So tashma shemana teimani yomer ma egrof miuchad shemaser leidiv leidim af kol miuchad shemaser leidiv leidim shma mina yesh omer lanzikin shma mina. This is very interesting. First of all, that we're bringing a raya from Shimon HaTeimani. So if you think we paskin like Shimon HaTeimani, it's great. Maybe this is actually the source that we should paskin like Shimon HaTeimani as a number of medayik. It's an interesting question. Could you bring a raya from here, even if you don't paskin like Shimon HaTeimani? So there's some Rishonim that make that case, that you could still prove it. You could still make this drasha from Evan or Egroth, even if you don't learn like Shimon HaTeimani. Take a look at the, among others, the Talmidei HaRash VaRashba who take that approach.
Why wouldn't you need to say that? Because the Gemara before seemed to take for granted, according to Shimon HaTeimani, that there is
an omid. So that is an excellent question. An excellent question. And that might be, as we'll see in a moment, the basis for the possibility that I was already alluding to earlier, that there is a transformation at this point in the Gemara. Meaning to say, originally we had one perspective, in which case it was obvious that according to Shimon HaTeimani, you would be chayav. Mm-hmm. And again, perhaps even to explain why it would be that according to the Rambam, you would be pater, for other matters other than chovel. Why the Rambam paskins and Chovel get there, and at this point we change something different. So, but that is what you're pointing out is a very, very good point. That minei ubei in the Gemara, something is strange here.
The Rebbe said it was the Rashba and the Rush.
The Talmidei Rashba and Rush say that even though we don't paskin like Shimon HaTeimani, we paskin yesh omid l'nezikin, and we could bring the Rai from here nevertheless.
Is that like in the Shittim of the Betzes or something?
No, it's a separate sefer.
Okay.
I wonder if the Kiddim your Rai, because the Edom also have to go to Umud. Even the Akiva with the drasha.
Oh, that's exactly what he says.
That, yeah.
Okay, good. So let's go back a little earlier to the very basic question, which is what is taka the tzad to pater? So Rashi writes an interesting thing. Rashi writes, Mazlehu de Isra. Right? Where is that Rashi? De Ba'inan Umdina. Uvahachi lo bai listamuye. That's why you don't have to, he shouldn't have been blinded by this act when you hit the wall next to him. Elamazle hu de Israele. Rather, it was he had a bad mazel. So what's Rashi saying? In other words, the mazel could basically say, I didn't do this, right? You got blinded because of your bad mazel. Wasn't me. Because this shouldn't have been the cause. This punching a wall next to somebody's eye shouldn't blind them. So if you got blinded, it wasn't because of me. It was because you have a bad mazel. So I shouldn't have to pay for your bad mazel. Right? And later on, also when it comes to the idea of right, the lashon of the Gemara by scaring the guy, why are you potter? The Gemara says, because you scared yourself. right? You who the kamavis net lenafshe. He did it to himself, and therefore we can't be machai of the mazik, because you, this is a self-inflicted wound, as it were. At the very least, it's a non-mazik inflicted wound. Whereas if achzo, and we'll explain this a little more when we get to that point, but achzo, so then we say this is maisa didehu, right? Like Rashi says, right? Rashi says over there by azla achzo, maisa didehu, as opposed to what lo achzo. It's not maisa didehu. Whose maisa is it? You did it to yourself, right? Well, it doesn't mean you intentionally did it to yourself. It might be a mazle who degarin, right? But the point is, what?
I have a quick question. If you say like this, we have in the Torah, there is a ma'aki, and we say if somebody goes up and he falls on his own and he dies, so it's still with this. So he dies on his own, so you should not be hayab.
So it's a very good question. Very good question. So now, let me ask you a question. This is for the earlier part of Baba Kama, but let's say I don't put a fence on my roof, and you go up on my fence and you fall, so you don't die. But not you, Chas V'Shalom. Somebody falls and hurts themselves. So do I have to pay mamonos? So maybe, but maybe not. Maybe I wouldn't have to pay mamonos because that's a grama, they were negligent or the like. The point is that I have to be very careful to make sure not even to indirectly cause somebody else to lose their life. And that's the point, but you don't have to pay money for that. Over here, in this case, we say you're chayav b'dinei shamayim, right? Where I scare the person and I cause him, I mamish scare him and I cause damage. But I didn't touch him or anything. I just say, boo! And he, so now, there's no question that what I did was asur. And not only that, but like the Gemara says, it's chayav l'shalim b'dinei shamayim. But just because what I did was wrong and I have to pay b'dinei shamayim doesn't always mean it's actionable in court. To be actionable in court, to be able to sue for it,
you have to prove it.
It's not just proving it, but it requires a certain threshold of directness.
Which means grama is not
correct. And correct. So grama is not actionable in court. It doesn't mean that it's okay. And on the contrary, chayav midinei shamayim, I have to pay you. But because it doesn't reach the threshold of directness, it's not actually actionable in court. So what we're saying over here is not that, you know, the guy's a big tzaddik, but he could still make the taina in court, ma'az lehu de isra bay, and therefore I cannot be directly responsible for this act. That's what it sounds like from Rashi. Look at the Rambam. This is the Rambam that we did on Friday. Chav L'mazik Aleph Yud Ches. He has a slightly different lashon. He says over there, L'fikach tzarcha edim leida b'amet hizik u'mevi'en ha'chefet shehizik ba'o l'beisdin. Ad she'omdin oso v'danin alav. So if the weapon used for Reuven to harm Shimon, we have to figure out if this weapon was worthy to do the damage that it caused. And to do that, we need to bring it to Beis Din and to don on it. The Hanechbal Omer Hayabo Kedei Lahazik Yishava Hanechbal V'yito Kamoshi Yisbayar. So then there's this Chiddush of Nishba V'Noto. But what does the Rambam say Toch Dvarav? He says, if the Chovel says Lo Hayabo Kedei Lahazik Ukimo Anosani. In other words, it's not to pater him is because of what? Onas. I'm Onas. Now, here we have a very interesting point. What's the point? The point is like this. You're putter because of onus. But one second, we know that you're chayav for onus, right? Bein b'shogeg, bein b'onus. Adem od liola. So I think we could say this one of two ways. One way is to say this, the Rambam is actually saying the same thing as Rashi. This is the way Tyler wanted to suggest. That it's the same story as Rashi. The Patur is that this could not be Mesiaches to me. And that's the Patur of Onus. And maybe it's Meduyak in the Rambam that he says, Ukimo Onus on me. It's not Mamish Onus, because there is no Patur Onus over here. But the pshat is, you can't attribute this action to me. Right? It's kihu, you did it to yourself. And that we know, at least in other tchumen and al-halacha, there might be a basis that that's the way we look at onus. And that might be also why the Rambam says boshus is the exception. Because it's pashut that this isn't a good taina for onus, because you could always say you did it to yourself. Right, you inflicted the embarrassment onto yourself. Right, there's no way. Every time a person is nisbayish, you know, you could tell them that if you have enough self-respect and self-esteem, so you wouldn't have been embarrassed by my silly thing. What do you care that I slapped you in the face? You shouldn't be embarrassed by that. The answer is no. You're chayef. Why? I could tell you inflicted upon yourself. Okay, but that's part of the chiddush, the chiddush Torah. When the Torah says you're chayef to pay dmei boshes, the Torah is saying that that's not a good taina with respect to boshes. So that's why the Rambam says that when it comes to umdina, the exception to that is boshes. So that's one mahalich we can take for explaining the Rambam. The other mahalich we could say, and this, you have to figure out, maybe this could be verified in the Rambam or not, I don't know. But there's a machlokas harishonim, whether the patur onus applies all cases, or no. Sorry, the chi of onus is true. All cases or no, it's only certain types of onusim. But if you have an onus gamor, then even chovos chayev. Tosfos on daf chav zayin amud beis, in Bava Kama writes, v'nero ledaktik d'adam amazik, the miftar ba'ones shu ken gneva. Ones ken gneva is potter. Meditani b'shili umnen hamavir chavis b'makom l'makom b'shaver Rav Yehuda Omer shomachina mishava nosei sachar yishalim v'ashna medichayev nosei sachar potter shomachina v'lo machayev b'tam adam amazik shma minad ba'ones ken gneva adam amazik potter. So according to Taisa, certain types of onesin are taka pater, in which case you could say that's the pshat in the Rambam. This is the regular Patur Ones, and this is Begeder Ones. Whereas the Ramban, Bav Metzia daf pei beis amud beis, disagrees with this Tosfos, and he says that a Adam is chayef for all Ones. And so then you couldn't, if you learn like that, then you couldn't say here it's pater mishum Ones, because there's a Patur Ones for Metzicha. There's no Patur Ones for Nezikin. Zigan, you're always chayev. So, if you hold like the Ramban, and you wanted to say here Patur Onus, you'd have to say like the first pshat that we said. Now, all right, maybe we'll stop here. Call back Rabbi Kalinsky, who called me 7 times during this year. So tomorrow, Be'ezus Hashem, we'll get back to discussing this question of the difference between the nature of the Patur by Mama.